What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear women everywhere, let's start a fashion revolution. Old Navy is changing the shopping game with body quality. Body quality means size equality, price equality, and style for everyone everywhere. That's right. Old Navy is making every one of its styles and every size with no difference in price. Because we deserve it. And our sisters, moms, and friends do too. Old Navy's body quality started with you, the customer. Old Navy read thousands of product reviews, conducted thousands of interviews, even went on shopping trips with real customers to hear what you had to say, and they really, really listened. If you've ever wished you could shop with your friends, Old Navy heard you. They made every size from 00 to 28 available in every store with no special sections. If you're tired of ordering multiple sizes online to try at home because the store didn't carry your size, Old Navy heard you. You can literally go in the store and they will have your size in the store, in person, live, grab it off the rack, try it on, and go about your day. One of the other things that I love about them is they wanted to show you how their clothes fit on real women's bodies. And Old Navy heard you. They spent years listening, studying, modeling, testing, refining, and perfecting so that you and women everywhere can have fashion that celebrates each of us as we are. So also when you go on their website, the mannequins will be in different sizes. Whether you're a 2 or you're an 18, you can see what those fabulous pair of rockstar jeans look like on every body. Body quality means that now in every store, you'll see mannequins in multiple sizes, and online you can see styles you love on models sizes 4, 12, and 18. It means a consistent and comfortable fit for every size, 00 through 30, extra small through 4X. It took years of work, tons of revisions, thousands of people, including customers, to carefully create and fully integrate this shopping experience. That's Body Quality, a revolutionized shopping experience for women everywhere. See oldnavy.com/bodyquality for additional details. Styles subject to availability. Yo, I cleaned out my closet today, and you know what I'm doing? I'm taking one of my gorgeous bags that I don't necessarily wear all the time, sending it to Tradesy, and then I'm going to get a new bag from Tradesy. Why? Because we are designers. We're in designer heaven. And the cool thing is, Tradesy, you can save up to 70% off retail on top designer brands, reduce waste, and make extra cash selling your gently used clothing and accessories. I know it sounds too good to be true, right? But it's not. It's just a sustainable, cost-effective, modern solution to the whole closet full of clothes but nothing to wear paradox, which is honestly what I have all the time. It's like I want a couple really great, fantastic, well-made staple pieces, and let me give the other things away that I'm not using every day. I love Tradesy. It's so easy to go on their website and check everything out. Also, they have an amazing authentication process. So they will guarantee that all of their designer bags are authenticated by a specialist. And if not, they'll give you a full refund back. Unless you're in that crazy 0.3%, Tradesy will make it right with a full refund. It's totally stress-free. So go ahead and treat yourself. Also, I love that they're sustainable. We all love that new outfit feeling, but there's no secret that fashion industry is a huge environment pollutant. That's why Tradesy is redefining sustainable luxury to keep fashion waste out of landfills, extending the life cycle of goods. And with prices up to 70% off retail, Tradesy also makes it possible to invest in high quality items that will really last. Here's the deal. Go to Tradesy.com to get $100 off your first purchase of $500 or more with code ABSOLUTELY. Y'all, that is a steal. $100 off for anything over $500 or more with code ABSOLUTELY. Absolutely, get yourself that new Louis, Gucci, Bottega Veneta, that Chloe, that Chanel. Hit it. You deserve it, girl. Live your best life and go to Tradesy.com.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast,
where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hope you're doing well. Ciao, Bella. She's in Italy still. Will be for another week. And then I'm headed straight to Denver. Cannot wait to do a show in the, almost said Windy City. What is Denver? Okay, Jeff's sitting next to me but refuses to participate in this podcast because he already did a podcast this week. And the content monster says he is only good for one because he's tired. Mile High City, excuse me. So I'm sitting awkwardly on this bed with my husband sitting next to me looking at TikTok. No, you don't have to be on the podcast. I'll do it myself. Will you at least put your earbuds in and watch something so it's not so fucking awkward that I'm sitting here doing my own solo episode? Jeff, put your headphones in.
Love you. Shout out to the fans.
This is where we're at. It's 1 a.m. I'm in Italy and naturally I have work to do. So here we are, but I can't wait to chit chat with you. Couple of personal lady things I've observed. We will get into those. I would hit the hotline. Going to hit the hotline next week. Honestly, I don't feel like pulling out my laptop right now. I love y'all and the voicemails are great, but it's 1 a.m. and I'm just like, you know what? I kind of feel like bitching and chit chatting. So maybe I'll get into the voicemails. I don't know where I'm at right now emotionally. What was I going to say? Oh, the Mile High City. I guess Denver's a mile up. Got to be honest with you. I'm flying out a day early. I'm a little nervous about the altitude. Was never an altitude kind of gal. You know, I've told you before, I got nosebleeds pretty significantly, frequently, heavily as a child, but I was never really one of those kids who went on a ski trip and like couldn't catch their breath. Was in Denver a couple years ago, hanging out with some folks, and I was trying to walk from the Cherry Creek, I think it's Cherry Creek, the Cherry Creek Hotel or Cherry Oak. I don't know. It's a nice, cute little area. And they have a Houston's, Hillstone, Beverly Grill, if you will. And I was walking about a block and a half, almost passed out. Kind elderly woman found me and she goes, sweetheart, I think you have altitude sickness. And I said, ma'am, give me that oxygen. She said, that's my purse. Don't grab me. And then, you know, I put my lips to her lips and she helped me up. And then I got a nice tea and a Chinese chicken salad. So that's where I am at. That's kind of my focus going into Denver. I have heard in the theaters that you can get a little extra oxygen. I just don't know how my body's going to react from being jet lagged on top of lack of oxygen, because my pants are already too tight. So the way my body works is if I'm going to get on stage in tight pants, so the oxygen is not necessarily flowing all the way up, and then you're going to ask me to go a mile higher than I'm used to being, I can't guarantee how great this show is going to be. The show may fucking suck. No, I'm kidding. It's going to be amazing. And Denver, I think we're sold out, almost completely sold out. So it's going to be amazing. If there are tickets, go to heatherontour.com. I have tickets left in Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio. I think Detroit's almost sold out. But y'all, get your tickets. There's going to be so much more new material on the road because, well, we're living it. We're live, laugh, loving. Also, wanted to say, you know, I said I'm giving you two episodes this week, a little extra bonus because I'm feeling frisky. I said on the last episode, just, it's not like I haven't been out of the country. I haven't been away. But I do get really kind messages. Y'all are always like, Heather, you look like you're glowing. You're in your element. You do well in Italy. And I do believe I do well in Italy. However, right now I got bamboozled. We're staying at a very nice hotel. Am I living outside of my means? For sure. Absolutely. Will I get a phone call from my accountant that will say, Heather, you can't afford half this trip? Yeah. But we're splurging. We're staying at a gorgeous five-star hotel. I'm like, let's live our life. We've been in a fucking pandemic. We made it. We made it out of the pandemic, not divorced. So we're staying at this gorgeous hotel. I thought, I was like, listen, Jeff, first day we sent out a couple things to get pressed. You know, I love a linen button down. I'm like 1 degree of separation away from becoming the Barefoot Contessa, although I have no ability to actually cook, but I love a linen outfit and a soft-sided sandal. That's just where I thrive. So the first day we sent out some shirts to get pressed, I didn't look at the bill, but I knew it was probably going to be expensive. I was like, whatever, just don't look at it. Today, though, we had to send out some clothes to get washed. Of naturally, Jeff was running out of underwear, socks, couple shirts. We sent them out. I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back. I am not saying this to either frighten anyone. I just need you to know I spent 450 fucking euro on laundry. Couple socks, 10 pair of panties, 3 shirts, 1 pair of fucking Jeff Daniels joggers. Later, 450. I got the bill. I screamed. I yelped. I literally was like, Jeff, how the fuck did we just spend 450 euro on laundry? Like, I don't know if y'all know this, but I just got bamboozled. And here's the thing. Listen, it doesn't matter how successful I am. You know, yeah, is there money flowing now? I'm in a totally different situation than when Jeff and I were traveling even 3 years ago. Well, literally, you know me, y'all. I've said it since the beginning. You can't take the bitch out of the outlet mall. You can't take the outlet mall out of the bitch. I travel with a little thing of my own laundry detergent. Like, it's really nice. It's fancy. It's from the laundress. They have great products. They're not sponsored, but I love them. So I was like, all right, if I run out of thongs, I'm going to be washing these thongs Russian bathhouse style. All right. In the bidet. I mean, literally the other day I took some laundress detergent. I'm scrubbing out some Spanx and I'm hanging them dry over the towel dryer because they have a towel heater pretty much everywhere in Italy. So Jeff comes in from, I don't know, he was like down getting an Aperol spritz or something. And he's like, what the fuck? Why are there your panties hanging all over the bathroom? I'm like, because I just washed my own underwear. But naturally, his are too big. I can't wash his. Like, I don't have a washboard. I don't have loose rocks to scrub out his situation and his panties. So I sent them out. Jeff, you can't chime in. Nobody can hear you. If you want to get on the pod, you can get on the pod. But don't sit there and want to chime in from 30 feet away from me. Okay. So I send Jeff's underwear out and I was like, I'm just gonna, you know, and it's not even like me being cheap. It's just, I like to wash some underwears on the road. You know, you don't want to show up to JFK and have a TSA agent say, we looked through your bag and you know what we found? Your nasty ass underwear. Okay. So anyhow, but there were a couple of things that we had to get laundered. Shit you not, when I got that 450 euro, y'all, I could have just flown to Barcelona and back. I got bamboozled. So I'm saying this to let you know to get tickets at heatherontour.com because I have to pay this bill. heatherontour.com, swipe up, link up, buy merch, which is shop.heatherontour.com because I have to sell the shit out of some fucking tiramisu bitch koozies in order for me to pay this bill. Okay? I've always been real with y'all. I've been very transparent. I fucked myself. Y'all, Brooklinen's already been killing the chic game, but you know what? They're about to really crush the loungewear game. I've got this beautiful, gorgeous little soft cotton set. It's adorable little black tee with some shorts. It's my favorite thing to sleep in. It is so comfortable. They have literally taken it to the next level. Their loungewear is almost unreal. You'll look like a human even though you're vegging out in your mind. I am melting into the couch in this loungewear because it's so great, but I still look, mwah, chef's kiss, very cute. If you find yourself asking, does it come without buttons and zippers? Brooklinen loungewear is for you. Expect tees and tanks that drape as only jersey can and joggers that protect an athleticism you'd almost leave the couch to live up to. Zipper who? Hey, not us. If we had to take away something from 2020, it would be our commitment to chill, and new loungewear from Brooklinen is just the dress code for the occasion. Zone out, unplug, or get comfy and turn that camera on in tees and tanks that deserve a chef's kiss emoji review and joggers that are perfect for that couch marathon. Here's the deal. They have no zippers, and for limitless comfort, you can pull off in real life. You can also luxuriate in coziness all day. So if you want to get comfortable and get it for less at Brooklinen, go to brooklinen.com and use promo code absolutely not to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com and enter promo code absolutely not for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com, promo code absolutely not. Also, so while we're here in Venice, we did a day trip and another very expensive thing. I don't know what it is. It's like, you know, when you have a foreign currency, you have euros, you're like, eh, whatever. It's not real. The money doesn't exist. It's fine. Euro, eh, tomato, tomato. But now I know we're checking out tomorrow and I know that I'm going to get that thick bill and then I will clench my pussy as tight as possible. Speaking of bamboozling though, I've done this to myself twice now. We go out to these islands. There's a beautiful island named Murano and Burano. Burano? Murano. And Murano glass is like that famous, really gorgeous blown glass. It's a very cool, ancient, what am I trying to say? It's an ancient style of glassmaking. It's passed down through generations, through the family. You don't get to just like show up and start making Murano glass. I mean, the glass master at this factory we went to had been doing it for 44 years. And the guy who was actually quite a zaddy, the thickest Italian man I've seen in a while, he had been like apprenticing with this guy for like 25 years. All right, so this is a big deal. But we go out, we're like, we met some wonderful vacation friends and they're like, let's rent a boat for the day. We'll go out to this fabulous place on Torcello Island. We'll get lunch. Then we'll go to the glass factory. Then we'll go to Burano and, you know, see the cute, colorful houses. We didn't realize once we got to the glass factory, okay, and I was like, okay, you know, I love it. I'm an easy sales. But then they take you through like their, what am I trying to say? Their, what is it, babe? What did they take us through? Their gallery. Thank you. I don't know if you can hear him, but he's sitting right next to me, but he's refusing to be on the podcast. So we go through the gallery and I realize we're there with another couple. I realize that the salespeople are, they're, it's one-on-one, okay? They have a salesperson. We have a salesperson. We're going through this gallery getting a tour, but why are there two people showing us this tour when all we're trying to do is look at the cool blown glass? We get upstairs where the glassware is, the, you know, the decanters, your champagne glasses, yada, 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 all that shit. And then they just start pulling stuff. Do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this? Y'all, I spent 500 euro. I'm not proud of it. I have now, I'm out, now out a 1,000 fucking euro on a wine decanter. I didn't even get the colorful one. If you know what Murano glass is, it's usually like bright orange and they take these mosaic pieces and blow it into the glass and it's real colorful. It really is, and this is no hate, no shade to those artists, but it reminds you of your grandmother's house in Miami from like 1987. You know what I mean? Everybody had this. It's like grandma bought these glasses when she went to Venice and used to do cocaine. That is the vibe. So I picked out the wine decanter that had like a, almost like a Versace gold embossed face on it. And I'm like, oh, this is great. How much can this be? Like $100. All right, great. You know, going to support the local artists. We get downstairs, me and the sales guy, they're like, great, we'll ship it to you immediately. Da, 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 da. I swipe my credit card, 500 fucking euro. So between a one fucking wine decanter and Jeff's clean underwear, I'm at 1,000 euro. If I start selling cars or doing commercials for used car lots in Atlanta for like Rick Honda Chevrolet, I need you to buckle the fuck up and understand I'm doing it so I can continue to put food on the table. Okay. I'm being dead ass, broke ass honest with you. I looked at Jeff. I go, Jeff, we got fucking scammed. We just got bamboozled hard. He's like, Heather, you knew this was going to fucking happen. I'm like, did I like the glass? Yeah. Is it beautiful? But I know I'm going to get home. This thing's going to get to Atlanta. It's going to ship to our house before we even fucking show up. And my mom's going to call me. And this is how the conversation's going to go. Heather, something came from Italy today. It's broken into a million pieces. And I'm going to be like, the fuck it is. She's going to go, Heather, what is this? What is this? Just a wine decanter? You couldn't buy this at Home Goods? I have one exactly like this. You know, Versace did a knockoff line. It says Versace with an F, but I have these exact same plates. What'd you pay for this? What, like 20 euro? 500 euro, mom. Get the fuck out of here. You out of your mind? I'm going to go, I am. But you should see Jeff's clean fucking socks right now because they were almost the same amount. So that's where I'm at. I'm 1,000 euro in the hole and not the good hole. You know what I mean? Not the hole where you wake up next to an Albanian hooker and you're like, shit got crazy, but I've got memories. All I have memories of are Jeff bitching at me how we got bamboozled. He saw it coming, but at no point did he intervene between me and the salesman. And if you know anything about me as an entertainer, I'm a salesperson. This is what I do for a living. I convince you that I'm decent to hang out with. I think that's the best job description of what I do. Hey guys, I'm Heather. I'm kind of decent to hang out with. You should follow me. I am the easiest person to sell to. like, guys, I make fun of pyramid schemes so much in my stand-up because if I didn't make fun of it and put it out there, I wouldn't have anybody to hold me accountable because I would join one in a heartbeat. You're telling me it's a cool club where I get to hang out with a bunch of other people. We talk about eyelash growth serum or like weight loss shakes, and we get to motivate each other and not really do sales, but somehow kind of collect a check. I would be the first fucking person. I would be the first person at an Herbalife event. I'd be the first person at Monat, whatever the fuck they're selling these days. Hold on. I need some water. What is this? Naturale. You know, I'm going to be saying this forever. It's either I'm drinking Frizzante or Naturale. Don't say like, do you want sparkling water? It's not sparkling water. It's Frizzante. Thank you. I'm cultured. Jeff, where was I?
Pyramid schemes.
Okay, right. My point being is when I see a sale coming, I see a salesperson headed my way. That's it. I already know I'm going to buy the product because as an entertainer, I appreciate what they're doing. They're a form of entertainment. You know, this is all we're doing. All we're doing, it's like the sales of life, guys. Even if you're not in a sales job, even if you're in like an accountant, you're constantly convincing people every day that you know how to do their QuickBooks. You know what I'm saying? You know how to file their taxes. Do you really? Probably fucking not. So I should have seen it coming. You know, they bring you into this glass factory. You just were whisked in there on a boat. The wind was in your hair. I'm a Pisces. I get a high off being on the water. I go into this glass factory. They show me the old no-no. You know, you got the old grandpa and the grandma who have been doing glass for 40 fucking years. And then they bring in this hot, redheaded, Italian, beefy zaddy who was just, the whole time he was just scratching his nuts. I don't know what was going on, but this guy just kept moving his junk to the point where Jeff was like, babe, there might be something going on in there. So you get me all horned up after bringing me on a boat. I get to see this sweet old man blow glass and then this hot, beefy, possibly gonorrhea-riddled, redheaded zaddy blow glass. And then you take me with another Italian zaddy to go look through the gallery. And you didn't think I was going to leave there with a very neutral, I didn't even get the colorful decanter for wine. Guys, when was the last time I decanted a wine? Do I love a Barolo, a Nebbiolo, Sangiovese that needs to open up a little bit, for sure. But the state of alcoholism I'm at, I usually just cork the bad boy and, you know, put it in my Yeti cup and cruise. So I don't know who I thought I was. Here I am sending out laundry at a 5-star hotel like I can do it. You know what I should have done? Told Jeff to put his underwear on inside out and fucking sprayed Ferragamo perfume over his crotch and rolled with it. And here I am being a sugar mama, taking him to a glass factory, buying decanters we'll never use, and getting bamboozled out of almost all of my money for the laundries. What?
That's on you. You got bamboozled. I had nothing to do with that.
The problem is, Jeff, we're a partnership, and you know how easy it is for me to get sold by salespeople.
Okay, what did I do? I literally called you into an adjacent room acting like I was interested in something, and I said, Heather, there is nothing that we need here, and everything is through the roof.
I know. I almost bought you guys. The salesperson's like, oh, I'm making a joke about the Italian stallion. They have all these really cool Ferrari horses that it's blown glass and they're really cool. So I see this one, like a shiny black Ferrari horse. And I'm like, we got to get this. This is going in Jeff's office. I love it. Jeff pulls me into the other room. He's like, hey, come look over this. Look at this over here. He goes, I know for a fact that's fucking $6,000. Don't you fucking dare.
All right. I didn't curse at you, but I said that thing's like $5,000. We definitely don't fucking need it. Stop trying to bring me over to look at it. Because if we show interest in it, then it's only going to embolden these people to try and sell us more.
And what do you know? Sure enough, I'm like, blink twice if it's $5,000. The woman's like, it's $5,600. Why? We get it to your house in 3 days at DHL shipping. And I'm like, fuck, Jeff was right. I was this close. I would have just put down the Amex, the business card, and been like, we Gucci. Life, it's moving and it's grooving and it doesn't stop. And you know what? Sometimes I lay in bed at night and my head is spinning and my mind is spinning and my heart is racing and I feel anxious. And I'm like, I just need a little wisdom. I need some, unbiased, not a third party, just somebody else to talk to. And that's why I'm so glad I found Talkspace. Y'all, honestly, I talk about it with my closest friends, but I do think having a therapist and having somebody to talk to is just so refreshing because you can only tell your friends so much shit about your life. I mean, it's true. You know, at some point they're like, listen, talk to somebody else because we can only give you the most sound advice. And do you take advice from your friends? Yeah, usually not. So why not go to Talkspace.com and they can set you up with an incredible specialist. It's talk therapy, y'all. You can do it from anywhere. I can do it if I'm feeling anxious before a show. I can zoom in with a therapist and say, hey, help. Talk me off the ledge. Help me feel grounded and ready to do my job. Talkspace offers individuals and couples therapy in addition to medicated prescription services. Set goals with your therapist, and they can even help you really make sure that you're progressing through the program. Talkspace therapists help you develop tools to cope in difficult times. Thank God I have somebody to talk to about anxiety because, hey, anxiety is a little bitch, and I'm not letting it take over my life. Send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the app. Schedule live video sessions with your licensed therapist from anywhere. Thousands of licensed therapists are available for you to match with. Talkspace therapists are experts in dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more to help you start feeling better. Start feeling better and match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code ABSOLUTELY. That's a great deal. That's $100 off when you use code absolutely at Talkspace.com. Side note, I have a business credit card for tour, for my life, for my podcast. I don't know, how do I put this? It's one, I thought everything was a business expense. Your fucking laundry is about to be a business expense. Yeah, because I will lose business if people smell you with your nasty drawers. Hold on, Jeff wants to talk now.
Do you know why it's a business expense?
Why?
Because the content monster needed fresh clothes.
Oh my God. You guys, I can't. The content monster. Okay, then honey, then you call fucking Brian, our accountant, and figure out how to, whatchamacallit, write it off. Can you just get on this fucking episode right now? Can you get on the fucking episode? Why are you making my life so fucking difficult? People want a double Jeff Daniels episode to come on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, double Jeff Daniels episodes this week. The Italian Stallion. Jeff Daniels, what do you have to say? Now, I need you to tell me something. How are we going to pay? How are we going to pay for our $1,000 bamboozlement? I'm mortified. And I'm telling y'all numbers, not because I'm saying, wow, look at what I spent. I'm saying this was fucking foolish. Who do I think I am? Reba McEntire? I'm not. What do we do, Jeff?
I'm glad you're taking some personal responsibility for the predicament Fully. That we've been put in because these were decisions that you made.
I'm not even going to tell you all how much it costs to iron these clothes because that's another.
That's right. This is the second laundry bill that we've gotten.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I was washing panties in the bidet with my fancy fucking laundress detergent. I mean,
these drawers came back and all the other stuff, and there better be like little flecks of gold just thrown on these clothes.
There are. Did you see how fucking crisp your Nordstrom underwear are? Yeah, fucking crisp. Little Nona down there in probably this hotel sweatshop made sure these are, let me smell them. You know what they smell like? Capri. That's what they smell like. Positano. They smell like lemons and life.
They just soaked them in acqua di Parma?
Yes, they did. They soaked everything in acqua di Parma. And you better believe we're stealing 1,000 fucking toiletries of the acqua di Parma from the housekeeping tomorrow because this shit is fire.
We're going to go get the little laundry bag and just go raid the cart on the way out.
Yeah, we have to. Here's the other thing, and Jeff has finally picked up on this and really observed this. There are a lot of French people here right now. Y'all, we were sitting at dinner tonight, and there was a French couple, and I'm dressed very cute. I look chic. I look elegant. I'm obviously a very attractive woman. Thank you. I'll pat myself on the back. There is something specifically about the French women, though. I don't know if it's my size, my stature, what it is. That woman that was sitting next to us at dinner literally looked me dead in my eyes half the dinner and talked shit about us the whole time. I don't know what she was saying, but French women do not like my ass. Why do you think that is, honey?
Maybe because you look like an American hooker.
Okay. And that's what friends are for. Well, a puntana.
A puntana, yes. Puntana. Like the puntana that tried to show up to church today in bearing her bare legs.
Can you explain what happened?
So there are not many tourists right now in Venice, and I thought it would be a perfect opportunity to go ahead and take a tour. So last time we were in Venice, I did not get to check out the Doge's Palace or the Basilica di San Marco. St. Peter. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So while we have the limited tourism here, I figured it would be a good opportunity to go finally do those things and experience them and get them done. So Heather had asked me last night, she said, hey, what's the dress code for this thing? And I said, oh, you know, like most churches in Italy.
You got to cover your shoulders.
You got to cover your shoulders.
We talked about this on the last podcast, I think. You can't show up in a spaghetti strap or even sleeveless. You have to cover your shoulders. We do this private tour. It's his fucking birthday. I'm like, all right, Jeff, fine.
Skip the line, the whole nine. It was great. We ended up having a great day, but it got off to a very auspicious start.
I'm wearing a button down pressed linen shirt that I spent too much money to get pressed. So I look fresh for the Catholic fucking church and nice linen shorts. The woman who's giving the tour, there's only two other couples in this tour, literally goes, ma'am, don't you have something more decent to wear?
No. It wasn't like a question. It was like a snarky suggestion. Like,
yeah,
don't you own pants?
Yeah. I'm like, bitch, it's 80 degrees. So I have to take Jeff's golf sweater, tie it around my waist like a fucking sarong so that I can go into this Catholic church to then want to tell everybody here, guys, flash forward to what's going on.
What was the exact terminology that she used? She said this is a sacred place. Don't you have something to wear?
She goes, this is a sacred place. My God, don't you have something to wear? I'm like, ma'am, I am in a closed-toed shoe, a long-sleeve shirt. There's other women walking through the church in skirts. Don't bark at me and make me feel like a puttana.
Puttana. You get a spit when you say it.
Just because I'm a Protestant. And trust and believe, when we started looking at wedding venues and you're not Catholic in Italy and you go around and you're like, hey, I'd like to have a service here. They literally will witchcraft you out of the fucking church. They're like, get out. You're a whore. We don't want you. I'm not Catholic. What do you want me to do? I'm Italian. I'm not Catholic. My family is technically Italian Jews. So what do you want? What do you want from me, Jeff?
I'm perfectly satisfied with who you are and where you come from. Don't fucking put this on me.
I am spiraling because I am about to have to go back to Atlanta, Georgia and start doing used car lot commercials around Christmas time. You're not going to see me. Your wife's going to be absentee. Arrivederci, because I'm going to be doing commercials to pay for our Murano glass and laundry bill.
I would pay good money to see you in a local car commercial next to the wacky inflatable arm guy.
Honestly, though, I thrive. You know I would crush.
Oh, yeah.
I would crush. I would really crush.
Just to see you, like, spinning a sign next to a car dealership, you know? Come to Rick's Chevy. This month, we're doing $0 down.
Why did I bring you on the podcast? I was so much better by myself, and now you're giving me half-ass energy, honey. You are very cute, though. He's so pissed. Jeff, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. People don't understand that when we do podcasts, we're sitting in bed on vacation together and I'm forced to do two this week. So I'm trying to bring people high premium quality content from the content monster. What else? Can we talk about the Long Island couple though? You're from New York. You can throw these people under the bus. There was one really nice Swiss couple with us on this tour and then this couple from Long Island. And every 3 seconds, this woman was like, so let me ask you about Napoleon. And I was like, ma'am, this is going to be a 7.5 hour tour if you don't shut the
fuck
up.
This woman turned a hour and a half tour into a 3 hour tour because every single room we went into, she had to open her big mouth.
Open her big mouth.
And I'm just looking at her. I'm like, hey, Jackie from, you know, Lawrenceville, shut the hell up and we want to get the hell out of here.
What do you mean Lawrenceville? Lawrenceville is in Georgia.
It's a part of Long Island.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were about to, yeah, she was from Long Island. And we asked her, she goes, oh, I live in the city now. I live on the Upper East Side. My kids moved out. They went to college. So my husband and I moved up on the Upper East Side, but I just found out my job's moving to Hudson Yards. That's where we were going. And I went, I can't. And I literally peeled behind a marble column. And I was like, Jeff, I can't talk to this woman. I don't have it in me.
You just gave her the cold shoulder and dipped right out of there.
I bailed. I literally did a hard dip. I parkoured my ass out of there. And I said, I can't, I cannot. What did I learn? Oh, I did learn an interesting fact that quarantine was actually started by the Venetians, because back in the day, a bunch of sea merchants were coming back from their trips to Asia and they brought back rats that had fleas on them. And that's actually how the bubonic plague started. So the first plague was started by the spread of disease from the fleas on the backs of rats. And so quarant means 40, right? Quarantine means 40.
It does.
So they would send you to an island off Venice to stay there for 40 days to quarantine before you were allowed to come to mainland Venice.
We also don't know the legitimacy of many of the things that were brought up on this tour.
Yes.
There was a lot of patting on the back going on as to all these different things that were invented in Venice or originated in Venice, and we just went along with it.
Yeah, it was kind of like electricity, Venice. Boats, Venice. Because, you know, here's the thing. Italians, you know, if you're from Venice, you're Venetian. If you're from Rome, you're Roman. If you're from Florence, you're Florentinian. You know, it's everybody's got their little neighborhoods. And I guess it's kind of like the States, where if you're in New York, you're in New York, and the South, we're like, hell yeah. But it kind of got to the point where I looked at Jeff halfway through this. I'm like, well, it's like we're at the fucking back at the Murano glass factory. Okay. Do we believe half the shit this woman has just told us? You know what I mean? Do we believe that this is all gold in this church right now? I don't know. I'm not buying it. I'm still bitter that I spent 500 euro on fucking laundry. How do you feel, honey?
About your laundry purchase?
No, about the gold. Do we think it's real? Because that's hard to do.
That was 1,000% real.
Why were we not shaving it off the fucking basilica?
There was no Fugazi gildings back in the day. That shit was straight from the blood, sweat, and tears of somebody else's country where it got pillaged from. So,
but then when she was saying that they take those giant, you know, 7,000 ton marble columns and they were putting them on a boat and they're bringing them over from Constantinople, right? I'm like, ma'am, okay, you're telling me you put that shit in a gondola and got it back here from Egypt?
There was no internet back in the day. You'd be amazed what you can do when you don't have any distractions and a lot of manpower.
I also kind of want to ask you guys this question because it doesn't really make sense to me. I love history. I am a history buff. I'm a storyteller. But do you guys ever sometimes like drive in your Jetta on your way to like Trader Joe's and you just think you can't fully wrap your head around the concept of time? Like, do you understand time, Jeff? Because I don't.
All right, Neil deGrasse Tyson. I don't know shit about shit when it comes to space and the time continuum. But are we talking about just the chronological order of time and events in history? Or
yeah, like, I'm not saying Big Bang Theory. You know what I mean? I'm just saying I don't understand when it... Well, kind of. I don't understand when it started and how these people know when this time was. When she was like, this happened in 400 AD. How the fuck do you know that? You don't. You're lying. This is sales.
No, they do know that.
How?
Artifacts, literal.
But how do they know those artifacts are from there?
Literal interpretations. They can test that kind of stuff. So when they find like a...
With what?
When they find like a shoe, there's some scientist that can test it and predate it to where it came from. Don't ask me how they do it. Go watch a YouTube channel. I'm not an expert.
Anybody, an archaeologist or an anthropology is... Is that bugs? What's anthropology?
Anthropology? It's a store in a shitty store in the mall.
No. Oh my God. You guys, my brain is fucking mush. No.
Archaeology,
that's what I said,
is the excavation of ancient artifacts and runes.
What is this? Anthropology is the study of what?
You got my brain in a fucking pretzel right now. It's a shitty store in the mall, but I know it's also an actual thing, but I don't know where you're going with this. So.
Jeff, you've never gone into an anthropology and fucking crushed it? You don't love anthropology? I'm asking you the clothing store.
I don't even know what the hell is in an anthropology. I just know that it's a white box store in the mall.
A white box. What does that mean?
It's your standard, like it's in every mall in America.
Yeah. They make a lot of peasant blouses and like palazzo pants. And then I found a couple nice jackets, but then it's a lot of quilted scarves. They've got good teacups though. Don't ask me why. And they have great linens, but regardless, yes, I agree with you.
It's like the Amazon of mall stores. They've got teacups, jackets, pants, crayons, coloring books, iPads.
Murano glass for $7,000. Yes, actually, when you think about it, yeah, Anthropology is fucking lit. This is not an ad for them. They could send me some clothes if they wanted to.
You know, when I'm packing on my bag for traveling abroad, for being on the road, you know it, you love it. We're addicted to it because it's the best. And I'm talking about No Days Wasted DHM Detox. What is it? It's a multivitamin for people who like to have a couple drinks. DHM Detox is a vitamin for when you drink. It's an herbal supplement packed with antioxidants, anti-inflammatory ingredients, and is plant-based. We all need a little support when we have a couple drinks so we can get back to feeling our best the next day. Imagine this, having some drinks. It's a great time. And the next morning, you wake up feeling normal. DHM Detox uses research science to help boost your body's natural response to alcohol and help break down those toxins. Forget the brain fog and the gross next day feeling. Just take two capsules after your first couple drinks and it goes to work. If you're not on the DHM Detox train, you're truly missing out. I have such a big supply in my closet, in my hall closet. So every time before I leave the house, I'm grabbing my keys. I got to get a fresh mask. And then I grab my DHM Detox because I know if I'm heading to the country club for a couple club pours of Chardonnay, it's going to make me feel frisky the next day. But as long as I have my DHM Detox, it goes to work and I'm feeling good. Ask yourself, how much is your next day worth? For just a couple dollars, you can bounce back and support your liver all at once. I got you 20% off your order and free shipping in the U.S. Just head over to nodayswasted.co/absolutely and use promo code absolutely at checkout. That's nodayswasted.co/absolutely for 20% off your order. Again, I love them. You love them. DHM Detox by nodayswasted.co/absolutely for 20% off your order.
Anywho, I just don't know. Like, we were walking through this chapel and then we're in the dungeon. Oh, we got in the fucking dungeon. Okay, we're literally where the prisoners were like decapitated, killed. We're in this dungeon. It's tight quarters. You're very claustrophobic. You're in the basement of this huge, insane doge palace. And this woman from Long Island keeps being like, so what would they do here?
She literally asked if there was plumbing. And the woman looks at her and goes, ma'am, plumbing is a modern invention. These people used to use buckets. And she goes, what do you mean use buckets?
We're like, the prisoners would take a dump in a bucket. Lucille, what do you think? She's like, oh, I don't understand. Can you describe the bucket? I was like, ma'am, go to Home Depot, get an orange bucket, take a dump in it. This is what these people pooped in. I just couldn't with her. I was like, and then she tripped like six times. She was wearing a sensible sandal. I was waiting for the Velcro to snap off. I was like, this woman's about to snap her neck and down this flight of stairs in this dungeon, and we're all going to get trapped here, and I don't have the time or the energy for it. And that's where we were at. That's where I'm at emotionally, physically, trapped on a fucking tour, but it's the Content Monster's birthday extravaganza.
It was a lovely tour. It was very informative. We got very good photos. And like I told you, I said, now that we've done it, we don't have to do it for another 20 years until our kids are grown. So,
Jeff, but I got to be honest with you. Observing you on a tour was obnoxious. When I'm on a tour, I like to follow the tour guide, look up, absorb things, take a photo here and there, but really absorb it as she is telling the story so that my brain can make the connection between what is going on. And you literally broke away from our group and were just taking photos of everything. You were taking photos of the plaques that described the fucking mosaic tile.
Yes. So when I go back into my photo album months down the road and I'm just casually browsing, I can remember, oh, this was the picture of such and such.
Jeff, you're never going to do that. This is the problem. You're the kind of guy in a tour who does not look up to take in the moment and live in the moment and be like, wow, those mosaics, those frescoes. Who is this? What happened? Napoleon, this, that. You're going to sit and look at plaques on your phone? No, you're not. You know what you're going to do? You're going to fucking place your sports bets
And then you're going to look at French Bulldog Instagram all day. That's what you're going to do.
I'm operating on so many different playing fields during this tour. You don't even know where I'm at. I'm snapping photos, listening to what's going on, absorbing, looking in real time at what's in front of me.
No, you weren't.
And no. What? I was able to take it all in simultaneously and do all those things because I can.
Honey, where's the GoPro footage? Everybody wants to know. You made us.
Listen,
you made us stop.
My cousin is going to get the
GoPro. Don't bring him into this. It's not his fault.
He's going to go ahead and make us the sickest 6 to 7 minute reel that you've ever seen. And you are going to love seeing that fedora back in action.
From 2017. When we were on a trip here, Jeff made us go to every fucking museum. And I love the museums, but I've done them. Every museum, every church. I was not allowed in any of the churches.
Because you're a putana.
Yes, because I'm a whore. Everything. It was insane. Everywhere we went, he had that GoPro. And he looked like the biggest asshole with his book bag, his GoPro, and his fedora, and his selfie stick. And I was like, this is it. When we get robbed by gypsies, I'll know that he did this to us because he looks like an asshole.
Notice I brought none of that stuff this time around.
Exactly, because we never saw the footage. It's now 5 years down the road, and I have yet to see what happened on that trip. So now you want to blame your cousin? You want to leave it up to Derek?
No. First of all, it's not Derek. It's Dex.
Dex.
I know Dex. I have yet to send him
Dexter. I'm sorry. I just had a Freudian slip.
I have yet to send him the footage, but when he gets it, he's going to do amazing things with it.
And Dexter, why did I call you Derek? I'm sorry. Dex, if you don't put everything to the chain smokers, if you do not make this horrific slideshow of just Jeff taking photos of plaques that describe the timelines of things in these churches, and if you don't add it to the chain smokers, I will be so disappointed, wildly disappointed, or like, turned down for what? It's just
some really aggressive gangster rap as we're like walking through, you know.
And never won a shot. Turned down for what? And it's just a sad PowerPoint slideshow of just mosaics in a church.
I mean, it was my first attempt at videography, so I don't think, you know, it's going to be that great. But Dex can work his magic, and we can see what comes out of it.
I can't wait to see what you look at on the train. If tomorrow we're on the train to Florence and you're scrolling through your phone and you're looking at the plaques, rereading them, you're not. You just wasted 3,000 megabytes of space taking all those photos today. Let me see what you do with
them. They're memories for life.
Yeah, you know what my memories for life are is the fact that I'm going to have to continue paying off this fucking laundry bill and our glass bill. I don't even want to know what the fucking water taxi bill is going to be. But you know what? Are we having a great time? Yes. Are we live, laugh, loving? Yes. Are we giggling our asses off over the fact that we mutually hate a woman from Long Island who was on our tour today? Yes. And that's what friends are for. Are you yawning? Are you done?
No, I'm just getting started.
Oh, you What else did you observe, Jeff? People are getting a 2-for-1. This is also called lazy podcasting, but I have to do these when I can. You know what I mean? I have to do them while we're in bed. And we've just been arguing over something, which is the bill for the fucking laundry. How did I get bamboozled?
How do you always get bamboozled? You are easily bamboozable.
I am. Why do you think that is? What's wrong with me?
It comes with, you just want to be nice to everybody.
I think I'm a genuinely nice person.
So you sit there and you entertain the bamboozlement, and sooner or later, it just becomes so uncomfortable that you're like, the only way out of this is me purchasing something from you. And that's how that is your way of ending the transaction.
But that my dad was the same way because he was in sales. So he's the same way. He would sit and listen to the sales pitch because he's like, I know how hard they had to work for that.
Because neither of you grew up in New York. Whereas in New York, it's just like, we're not interested. Leave us the fuck alone. Goodbye.
You know what? That was such a fucking New Yorker thing to say. Yeah, the reason you get bamboozled is because neither of you are from New York. Fuck off. First of all, Southerners also know how to stand up for ourselves and have a backbone. Neither of you are from New York. Okay, Joe Pesci.
You totally misconstrued what I was saying. What I was saying that you were much more polite about things than we are, and that usually it's just go fuck yourself. I don't have time for you, and I don't want to listen to your bullshit.
But then Wyden, as a New Yorker, you see the other New Yorker on our tour today. Shut the fuck up and let me finish. On the tour today, why didn't you pull her aside by her sensible sandals and be like, listen, Lucille, fucking cork it. This is going to be a shit shower tour, and I need a Giacchetti.
Put a panino in it, shut it, and just listen.
You didn't. No, Jeff, you had a massage today. You didn't love the massage. You said it wasn't hard enough. And I said, how come you didn't speak up for yourself? Why didn't you say, hi, ma'am, I need firmer pressure?
Because I would rather suffer through a bad massage and just get it over with and not complain than sit there and try and explain to somebody who speaks broken English as to what I actually need in the moment.
Jeff, literally, that makes no fucking sense. Don't ever, ever try and pull the, because you didn't grow up in New York. You just said, first of all, that massage, another bamboozlement, was like $400. So you're telling me you wasted.
So we just got fucked and right today.
We got fucked.
So you're telling me you suffered through a wet noodle massage instead, and you speak decent enough Italian, you could have said harder, firmer, showed her with your hands, made a little like fist emotion, like motion. So you'd rather just lay through a shitty massage?
Rather than cause conflict or confusion, I chose the easy way out.
Jeff, you're paying for something. Okay, you telling me that I'm an easy sell, but I haven't even bought the thing yet. You're already paying for the service. And then you don't get what you want out of the service because you don't know how to speak up. Don't you ever throw stones at a glass house, okay? That makes no sense.
I just want to point out, I needed you to follow my lead at the glass factory. You see how I walked ahead of you and I got away from the salespeople as far as I could?
The lady smelled good.
I just kind of avoided them for the entire trip. You over there, Chatty Cathy, are finding out what her dog's name is. How easy is it to get to the island? Where do you live? All this bullshit. If you would have just ignored them.
But see, that's also called making a human connection. And what I need for my soul, Jeff, is to make human connections with nice Italians, because the French people we've met on our trip have been
total assholes.
Been very mean. I'm a Pisces. I need eye contact. My love language is time. My love language is cappuccinos. I just love that you, all I'm going to say is, yes, am I easy to get got? I sure am. Will I buy your wares? If you whittle me wood and bring it to the show, I'm going to put it in my office no matter how ugly it is. If it's a tchotchke, I'm going to take it. And I'm going to have to start doing Vagisil commercials. So Vagisil, if there's any representatives, I will love to start doing your commercials. You know, vaginal discharge. I'll talk about it because I need to pay for this part of the trip where I have been bamboozled.
It's never too early to shoot Christmas commercials.
It isn't. I mean, we're already actually behind. They should have been shooting them in July.
Did Old Navy call yet or?
For the Christmas commercial?
Are you still waiting?
They have not called, but I would really appreciate it when I say, like, write to your senators, please reach out and ask them to put me in one of the Old Navy Christmas commercials. That's on my vision board, something I've added this year. Got to do a cool thing with them for the podcast, for their body quality, and got to do some stuff for Instagram, but I'm ready to be on a national commercial for Old Navy. I would do one for Brunello Cucinelli here in Italy, but I can't fit into the clothes.
Just saying, Old Navy, you want to move sweaters at Christmas time?
We're ready.
You put rigatoni and Heather McMahon in that commercial.
We are ready. We are Old Navy kind of people. Please, we need to pay for this bill, this laundry bill, the glass that will, I'm sure, show up fully shattered in a box. But hey, you know what? I tried. And I'm supporting the local economy.
Not only will it show up shattered in the box, but Robin will try and return it to Home Goods and get a store credit.
She will. Robin will try and return my artifact from my trip to Italy to Home Goods, super glued together. And that's on God. And that's where we're at. It is what it is.
What do you mean a receipt? I don't know where the receipt is. I took the sticker off. Just give me store credit.
Michael, you know me. You know I was here last Thursday. You remember I had such good things in the bin. What do you mean? Come on, Michael. Look me in my eyes. Have I ever lied to you, Michael? And the guy's
like, all right. I paid $50 for it. I'll take $49.97 in store credit.
Yeah.
No Mike, receipt.
Michael, no receipt. Also, are you free for lunch? You want to go to the Cheesecake Factory? That's Robin and Home Goods. Shout out to Michael who works at Home Goods. But that's Robin. And that's me. And you know what? What this is really about is about how I'm turning into my mother, and it's inevitable. And that's where I'm at in my life. But I'm okay with it. You know, it is what it is. I'm a puttana, and it
puttana.
And I got to just stay in my lane. And that's really what this is all about. It's about finding your lane, staying in it, and owning you. Be the you today that you want to be tomorrow, whether it's a whore in Italy or, you know.
Who doesn't own pants?
Who doesn't own pants. Or a whore back in Tennessee. You do you. I hope you enjoyed my TED Talk tonight. I am going to finish this glass of wine and hit the hay because I got to get another, got to get back on the road, get to another city. I love you guys. I mean it. Jeffrey, thank you for volunteering to pop into this podcast. I'll get to the voicemails next week. As always, you can call into the hotline 800-213-7503. Love you. Mean it. Arrivederci. We'll see you on the flip side. See you later. Go to heatherontour.com to pay my bills. Ciao.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.